Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continue reading from the Kitab Islah al-Aqaid, Correction of Our Beliefs. Continue with the major sins, which is extremely necessary that we know, and Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to stay far away from it. The 45th major sin is to gamble, 46 to steal, 47 to play chess, cards, etc. 48 to be proud, jealous, to do actions for show or to have malice. 49 to have evil tall thoughts of someone. 50 to regard oneself as better than others. 51 to run away from the battlefield against the non-Muslims. 52 to learn or teach the knowledge of deen for worldly gain. 53 to hide knowledge at the time of necessity. 54 to attribute something to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is not proven for them. 55 to drink alcohol and all other intoxicants. 56 to eat and drink in utensils of gold. 57 to find fault with food. 58 to oppress any person. 59 to backbite or slander. 60 to listen to someone's complain regarding another that is having no intention to redress it. 61 to speak ill of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum or the pious predecessors. 62 to search for faults in others. 63 to publicize the faults or secrets of other Muslims. 64 to ridicule someone with a view to humiliate him. 65 to call any Muslim a kafir, a disbeliever, or enemy of Allah, etc., etc. 66 to break one's promises. 67 to betray a trust. 68 to flatter any oppressor. 69 to observe the festivals of holy, that is Hindu festivals and Diwali, Christmas, Easter, or New Year. 70 to like the customs of the disbelievers. 71 to hang pictures and photographs in the house. 72 to take photographs and more so the photographs of the pious. 73 to watch television. 74 to view pictures of animal objects and even worse, pornography. 75 to forget the Quran and Kareem after having learnt it. 76 to harm the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or have enmity for them. 77 to practice witchcraft and cast spells. 78 to regard something as bad luck. 79 to regard the words of the fortune tellers to be true. Number 80 to display impatience at the time of worry and calamity. 81 to scream and cry, that is to host functions at a funeral, to tear one's clothing or to make dua for misfortune, etc., to scream and cry or to hit oneself when someone passes away. 82 to revive the sorrow or mourning of certain fixed dates. 83 to have hairstyles contrary to the Sharia, example square cut, etc. 84 to use black dye, tattoo the body, pluck out white hairs. 85 to listen to music and have musical instruments. 86 to abstain from giving advice despite having the ability to do so. 87 to make one's favors known. 88 to assist in works of sin. 89 to displease Allah Ta'ala in order to please people. 90 to abstain from commanding good and forbidding from evil, especially when one is in authority. 91 to sit in gatherings of sinners while they are engaged in that sin. 92 to commit a minor sin repeatedly. Note, those sins that are related especially to men, that is for men to wear silk, to wear rings of gold, to wear garments below the ankles, that is from the top down, to shave the beard or to trim it less than a fist length, to lengthen the mustache, to wear clothing dyed in saffron, and those sons that are related especially to women to travel without a mahram or husband, to disobey her husband, to demand divorce without any valid reason, to emerge from the home unveiled, to cut and trim one's hair. Allah Ta'ala save us from all these things. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله. Last night the 29 para was recited in Tarawih Salah, Surah Mulk, which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged and so beautifully mentioned that there is a surah in the Quran Kareem which has only 30 ayats, and I desire that it should be in the heart of every ummati of mine, and that is Surah Mulk. In other words, if we learn even one ayat every day, in 1 month's time we'll be able to know the whole surah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever writes, who recites Surah Mulk and Surah Tabarakalladhi is Surah Sajda after Maghrib Salah every night, then he will get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr every night. Before we carry on with that surah, we'll just carry on where we left off yesterday in the 28th para surah At-Talaq. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining with regard to the important matters of talaq, the iddat period, etc., which from this we learn is extremely important, that before a person gets married also, he should know all the laws with regard to marriage, at talaq, etc. Otherwise today we see havoc in society. This is that permissible thing which shakes the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But today the talaq has just become like a joke. People just utter talaq, woman just demanding talaq, just brings the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, that inculcate taqwa, and bring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'll stay with peace and harmony. And if due to extreme circumstances you cannot live together and you have to separate, then separate in a nice way. And remember, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ, that even in dire circumstances, if a woman is divorced and even if outwardly she's got nobody to care for her, but she loves what taqwa, she spends her iddat properly, she loves under the law of Sharia, Allah Ta'ala will give her rizq from unseen forces. And whoever adopts taqwa, for that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ, whoever puts their trust in Allah, Allah is sufficient for you. Similarly, Allah Ta'ala says that وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ يُسْرًا. If you inculcate taqwa, Allah will make all your matters easy for you. So from this we learn that it is extremely important we inculcate taqwa in our lives. And whatever conditions come upon us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of those conditions. In the next surah, Surah Tahrim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ لِمَا تُحَرِّمُ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكَ, that it is not permissible for any human being, even the Nabi of Allah, to make those things which Allah made haram, to make the halal, to make it haram, or to make anything halal that Allah Ta'ala has made haram, to make it halal is totally impermissible. And also, a person should love his wife, but don't go to that extent that they make demands that are not permissible and you try and fulfill that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you make tawbah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy will descend upon you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the qualities of the pious woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are such women that muslimatin, mu'minatin, qanitat, that they are submit wholly to the commands of Allah. They have got firm iman, qanitat, they are very humble. Ta'ibad, all the time making tawbah and seeking forgiveness. Abidat, they engage in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sa'ihatin, they engage in fasting. Sayyibati wa abkara, those that were married before and those that are virgins also. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, very very important, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, that O people of iman, save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam. In other words, all those things that will take you to the fire of Jahannam, see that you save yourself, that you become a living example in your home, and then be worried about your family also, your wife, your children, etc., and that will spread in society. But sadly today, if we see our conditions of our homes, that today where we are, we are more worried of sending our children to secular education. From small, the child is born in a nursery, The child grows up listening to music, watching Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck. The type of clothes we put their child on, all pictures and murals also. And today every small child has got his PlayStation, he's got his cell phone, etc. So all these things Shaitan has brought in our homes, that we are planting thorns and we expect roses to grow. So it's extremely important, myself, all of us, that we should make a concerted effort, that we stay away from all. And so beautifully it is said, that digital, this modern technology that is coming, digital, is actually Dajjal Satal. This is the language of Dajjal. So we should stay very far away from that. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala says that you are heading towards the fire of Jahannam, and what is the stokes? What will make that fire burn more? وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. People and stones, idols, etc. And upon that, the guards there, malaikatun ghilazun shidad, very stern and firm angels upon Jahannam, that are guarding, and they don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the slightest way. And remember, if you don't take heed, especially the non-believers, ya ayyuhallazina kafarulat ta'tazirul yawm, there'll be no excuse tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. So remember, if you have made a mistake, then the doors of Allah Ta'ala open all the time of rahmat. Make tawbah, turn to Allah Ta'ala, come back towards the right path, and make a sincere tawbah, that you feel you have extreme regret and you feel ashamed, and you make a pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah want to change my life. In return, Allah won't just forgive you, ayyukaffir ankum sayyatikum, Allah will wipe out your sins and change your evil deeds into good deeds. Allah will enter you into such gardens beneath which rivers are flowing. Allah Ta'ala, that day when everybody will be disgraced, Allah won't disgrace His Nabi and those who brought Iman with Him. Allah will give you a nur that will guide you in this world, and most important in the year after. And you will be making dua, Rabbana atmim lana nurana waqfir lana. Oh Allah, establish and complete that nur in my heart, that is this nisbat, this connection with you, O Allah, and forgive me and realize Allah Ta'ala has got knowledge and power over everything. And be stern and firm against the kuffar, make jihad against them and the hypocrites, and stay away from their lifestyle. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives three beautiful examples. Allah Ta'ala says, take the example, darab Allah masal ladina kafaru imra'ata nuhi wa imra'ata lut, that those women that did not take heed, despite living in such an honorable house, the house of a Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, his wives, they living with such pious men, but they did not follow in their footsteps. They went totally astray. Allah Ta'ala sent punishment upon them. From this we learn we shouldn't be complacent, that I am a wife of a pious person or I am a son of a pious person. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah Ali used to say, you can have a Shaykh better than none, second to none, but if you don't stay away from sin, then you are fooling yourself, you'll become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us and realize that 99% perspiration from our side, 1% inspiration from the Shaykh and the pious servants. Allah Ta'ala says, take the example of Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun. وَذَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَسْلِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مْرَاتَ فِرْعَوْنَ. That see the example of the wife of Fir'aun. It's called, رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي إِنْدَ كَبَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Living in the house of a tyrant ruler, a person that is hard against Iman, but yet she remained firm, conceal her Iman, and she made dua that, oh Allah, give me a house near you in Jannat. Allah Ta'ala accepted, and she'll be given the great honor to be in the marriage of Nabi Kareem Sausam. From just no woman can say, my husband was too tyrant, I couldn't wear parda, I couldn't observe the laws of Sharia, etc. No, you got no excuse, you just remain firm, Allah Ta'ala will help you. Allah Ta'ala says that every woman can remain chaste and pure. Take the example of Maryam ibnat Imran, the Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, the daughter of Imran, how she remained chaste and pure under all circumstances. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made her an example and a great miracle, that a great honorable child was born from her, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And all these people were kanat min al-qanitin, they were very humble humble servants of Allah. In the next surah, next para, 29 para, surah Mulk, Allah Ta'ala explains Allah Ta'ala's great high position, Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. Tabarak alladhi biyadil mulk wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadeer. Very blessed is Allah Rabbul Izzat, in whose control is the entire universe. In other words, just the name of Allah Ta'ala is so mubarak that the whole world is functioning because of the zikr of Allah. Till one person takes the name of Allah, the world will function. When nobody is left, the world will come to an end. That's why Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if you also make zikr of the name of Allah, Allah will make you mubarak through the barakat of the zikr of Allah. People will ask you to make dua for them, blow on their badams, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, don't you see the power of Allah? Alladhi khalaqa al-maut wa al-hayat liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. Allah Ta'ala has created death and life. Normally lives come first, but Allah mentioned here death first. Why? Allah Ta'ala has given us life to prepare for death, and death will bring the real life for us, the enjoyable life of the hereafter. So Allah Ta'ala says that I have given you this life to prepare for death, and don't think you can run away from death, like Allah Ta'ala explains the Jews, that you say you love Allah, but you want to run away from death. Death in the mortal ladhi tafiruna minhu fa innahu mulaqikum. You're running away from death, death is definitely going to get you. So much so, Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu said, they tell the cowards of the world, I went 60 times in jihad so that I can be martyred, but yeah, I'm laying on my bed and death is coming to me. So where it is this time, it will come to you there. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, why I gave you this life? Liyabluwakum, to test you. Ayyukum ahsanu amala, who of you does the best of actions? Not the most action, the best action. And what is the sign of the best action? Ayyukum atammu aqlin wa fahmin, who's got the most intelligence? That is, he prepares for death. Ayyukum asrau ila ta'atillah, who is that one that will run towards the obedience to Allah? Ayyukum istinabu wa maharimillah, who is that person that will stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah Ta'ala wants us to create the quality of ihsan, that whatever we do, that we realize Allah is watching us. So you do it in the best way, even if it is a small action. It senses you do a big action, but there's quality, a lot of quantity, no quality in there. Allah Ta'ala says, look at Allah's qudrat, alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawatin tibaqa. Don't you see how Allah Ta'ala created the seven heavens and the earth? Ma tara fi khalqi rahmani min tafawud. Inspect how Allah Ta'ala made the sky standing so beautiful. No colors, nothing. So beautifully our Dada Shaykh, his beautiful poem used to say, Ye arde sama kaise hai muallab, na koi sutu, na koi tam. Ye sari alam be kalam, ware mere rabbe alam. Don't you see how the whole world, the skies are standing? No columns, no chain. Who is keeping it up? Only my Allah, Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala says, they turn and inspect my skies. Fajil basar, hal tara min futur. Do you see any cracks in the sky? Not like we put up a building, then we call the inspector to check. The poor man, we just give him some samosas and bribe him. He didn't even check anything. He doesn't even know if there's any cracks. And then we have problems, we cry. Allah is saying, look at my creation. Turn your summajil basar, turn and see all the time. Then see how we beautify the skies with beautiful lights for you. Look at the skies, how we put all that beautiful bulbs, all the stars that are shining. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is all the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you inculcate the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the earth for you. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. وَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ مُسْتَخَرَاتٍ فِي جَوِّ السَّمَاءِ. Don't you see how the birds fly in the air? They spread out their wings, they keep their wings in. Who is keeping them up? Not their own. مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنِ. It is only Allah with His mercy that is keeping them up. Allah Ta'ala has destined your rosy for you. So you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prepare to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنِ. That is Allah, our Rahman, who is most merciful. So bring Allah, bring iman in Allah, and put your firm trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if Allah Ta'ala has to withdraw the water of the whole world, فَمَيْ يَعْتِي yu'tikum bima'in ma'in. Who will give you that pure, beautiful water to drink? So when we drink our water, etc., think of Allah. The next surah, Suratul Qalam, Allah beautifully explains the great position of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala takes qasam and says, Ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon. O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, let the world say what they want to. Let them portray cartoons about you also. But we declare that you are not a madman. Rather, you are innaka la ala khuluqin azeem. You are an embodiment of good qualities. So for we Muslims, we don't have to combat them by placarding and arguing with them. We have to bring the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and show them what was the beautiful life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala says, don't follow the liars and the falsifiers and these people who go around Hammazim Masha'im bin Amin, that they've been Amin. They are just going around carrying tales, etc., spreading evil on the face of the earth, and they say that the ayats of Allah are all fairy tales. Don't follow such people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that take a lesson and become among the pious servants of Allah. Innal muttaqi, innal muttaqina inda rabbihim jannati na'im. The pious servants, they'll have beautiful, honorable gardens, beautiful favors by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Afanajal muslimina kal mujrimin. Those who submit and those who are disobedient, can they be the same? Never ever make this wrong decision. Malakum kevatakumun. So see who you follow. That day will come, yawma yukshafu an saq. Wa yudawna ila sujoodi fala yastati'oon. Allah Ta'ala, when Allah has opened His splendor, Allah just gives an example. Allah doesn't have a shin and a leg. But Allah says, when Allah opens His beauty, then you'll want to bow down to Allah, but your back will be totally stuffed. Because you did not make sajda in this world. And you are very proud and arrogant. وَقَدْ كَانْ يُدَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَمْ سَالِمُونَ. When you were hale and healthy and they told you make sajda, then you said, I got no time, I'm too busy. Then you at the time when you want to make sajda to Allah, you won't able to make. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hasten towards the obedience of Allah. The next surah again, Allah reminds us, and from here all the time till the end of the Qur'an Kareem, Allah reminds us of that frightening day, the day when results will come out, the day of Qiyamah. If this reality and belief penetrates my heart and all our hearts, you won't find crime on the earth. You won't need any police force to stop any crime, because a person will be worried that I'm going to stand in front of Allah. That's the day I have to give hisab kitab. Allah says, Al-Haq. Do you know that frightening event? It is definitely going to happen. See the rise and fall of the previous nations, Samud, Ad, etc. We gave them might, power, strength, but they were huge and big. Instead of using all this in the obedience of Allah, they disobeyed Allah. Allah Ta'ala sent down punishments. They were big in bulk. Allah threw them down like palm trees, etc. Allah wiped out their villages, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so you also prepare for that and realize that the day when results are going to come out. That person who gets his report in his right hand, his book of deeds, he will say, Ah, umukrau kitabiyaka, come read my report. I knew this day is going to come. I prepared for that. And he will get beautiful, lofty mansions in Jannat. He will get beautiful fruits, etc. It will be told to him, Kulu washrabu haniyam bima asrafnu fil ayyam, asrafnu fil ayyamil khaliya. That in your free days, what you made effort, and you didn't waste time in playing sports, etc. You went out in a path of Allah, you kept fast, etc. Now eat with enjoyment. And those people that wasted their time in entertainment, Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابُهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. You'll be given your book of deeds in your left hand or behind your back. Then you will be worried and you'll say, يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَكِ. I wish this day didn't come. I wish I didn't get my book of deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا أَخْنَا عَنِي مَالِيَ. He thought his wealth, his power, his strength all will help him. Nothing could help him. Then you'll see the awe and the grandeur and the greatness and the fear of Allah. In this world you hear a lion roaring and you get scared. That day Allah will say, خُزُو فَهُلُّ. Catch hold of him. Time to take him to the fire of Jahannam. Throw him in there. ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْوَى سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاعًا فَاسْلُكُوا. 70 yards of chain, tie him up and throw him into the fire of Jahannam. Why? إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. He did not bring iman. He was not eager to feed the poor. He had no time to do good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds reminds us, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَذْكِرَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is all a reminder, but who will take reminder? Those that inculcate the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّهُ لَحَقُّ الْيَقِينَ. This is absolute truth. Have this firm yaqeen, Qiyamah is going to be there. Jannat is there, Jahannam is there. Agar na maane to mar ke dekh. If you don't believe, then die and you will see. فَسَبِّ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. So read the praises, make tasbih of Allah in the obedience of Allah. The next surah again, Allah Ta'ala reminds us with regard. Surah Ma'ari is the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala says, فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. That day will be 50,000 years. Very long day, but for the pious servants, it will be like reciting four rakats, sunnat namaz. Allah Ta'ala says, فَصْبِرْ صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا. You just make a letter good sabr in this world by doing good deeds. In Naumi Arauna Ubaida, you think it is far. One Arau Karibat, Qiyamah is very near. As Allah Ta'ala says, Kalam is basar, oh akrab, is like just a wink of an eye, or in fact closer than that. And if you don't realize, then that day you'll see how the mountains will fly like cotton wool, how the skies will split asunder. Wala yasalu hamimun hamima. And all your friends, nobody will want to ask about one another. You basar on whom, you see your close friend in front of you. But now the sinners, you heard Mujrimu law yaftari min adhabi yawma idhin bibadi. They will reach in compensation of their life, that they get saved, that Allah Ta'ala takes their own children for them, and punish their children in place of them. Wasaibati, take my wife, take my brother, take my close friend, and the whole world take them, O Allah, but save me. Allah says, Kalla, inna laza, never ever. Now it will be a blazing fire that's going to tear your skin apart, and you'll be thrown in there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be excited in this type of attitude, that when you get away, when you any evil comes, you get excited and ghabrahat, and when good comes, now you're proud about it. No, who will be saved? Illa al-musalleen, those who made an effort on their salah. The most important aspect of deen, our salah, and salah alladheena hum ala salatim daimun. Be punctual on your salah, and then give the rights to the poor, etc. You realize from your wealth, you gave your zakat, you gave your charities, etc., and you protected your private part besides your wife and those that was permissible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you gave all this, Allah ta'ala will testify in your favor. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, not only be punctual, وَالَّذِينَ مَلَا صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِذُونَ. They protect their salah under all circumstances. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ مُكْرَمُونَ. These people will be in very honorable, high, beautiful palaces in Jannat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, prepare for that day, because very soon you're going to come out from the grave, and then those that are disobedient, their heads will be bound down in shame. Allah save us all. Allah ta'ala says, take a lesson. The next surah Nuh, how was it Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, untirelessly, the first Nabi that was given a Sharia, 950 years, calling his people, أَنَنْزِرْ قَوْمَكَ مِنْ قَبْلَ يَتْيَوْمَ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. They'd warn your nation before a terrible punishment come to them. أَنِعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ, worship Allah, وَاتَّقُوا, and inculcate the fear and love of Allah. وَاتِعُونَ, obey the commands of Allah. Allah will forgive your sins. Allah Ta'ala will send you here for a certain period. So you prepare for that. But he says, قَالَ رَبِّنِي دَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلَ وَنْهَارَ. Oh Allah, morning and evening I called my people, but instead of they coming close, they ran away from me. They didn't want to listen to the truth. So much so that when I told them, they covered their heads and they put plugs in their ears. They covered their heads, wasarru. They were adamant on their sin. They were pride and proud and arrogant. Then I scream and also call them, Allahu Akbar. The Nabi used to be stoned. He used to fall unconscious. He used to get up and make dua. They said, Allah, forgive my people. They don't know. And untireless effort. Allahu Akbar. He said that if you obey Allah's command, Allah will forgive. Istaghfiru Rabbakum. You went astray. Now make tawbah istighfar. And this is the solution to all our problems. Today we see the condition of the world. We crying, what is happening here and there? We have to turn back with tawbah, istighfar, with tawbah. Allah will forgive us. Allah will send good rains, etc. Allah will assist you with your children and your wealth. Allah Ta'ala will give you beautiful gardens and orchards. Malakum la tatuna lillahi waqara. Why are you not turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Don't you see how Allah created the heavens and the earth for you? Allah Ta'ala made the beautiful sun and moon for you. So Allah Ta'ala informed him that, oh no, now only this, only these few people will have accepted your message. Then he made dua, إِنَّكَ لَيَرَمُ وَقَالَ نُورُ رَبِّي لَا تَذَرَ الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا. Oh Allah, if that is the case, then wipe them out from the face of the earth, because they will spread more evil. Then Allah Ta'ala sent his punishment. Allah commanded him to make a ship. They made a mockery of him, that you love what the poor people, now you became a carpenter, what's happening to you? But he obeyed Allah's commands under all odds, and when the punishment came, they were wiped off. Yet he was worried and he made dua, رَبِّ خِلِّي وَلِي وَالِدَيْهِ وَلِي مَنْ دَخِرَ بَيْتِيَ مُؤْمِنَ وَلِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. So all the time we also should be worried. Don't think that I'm pious, I'm safe. We have to make dua for ourselves, our parents and all the believers. Whoever makes dua every day, اللهم اغفر لي وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات 27 times, Allah will make him a mustajab al-dawad. The next surah, Surah Jinn, Allah Ta'ala is explaining how a group of jinn, when they heard Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reciting Quran Kareem, they were overtaken and they said, فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِينَا قُرْآنَ عَجَبًا. We heard a very astonishing Quran Kareem. يَدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ, it guides towards guidance. فَآمَنَّا بِهِ, we brought iman. They encouraged the other shayateen. Shayateen are normally naughty and they cause like to cause harm to people, etc. But Allah Ta'ala shows that that group that brought iman and how they encouraged their people, etc. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala explains from them also, they were good ones and they were evil ones. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala reminds us, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ, that the masajid are built from Allah, for Allah, not for decoration, not for show. فَلَا تَدُوا مَا اللَّهِ عَادَى, don't worship anybody besides Allah. In other words, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala explained, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a time will come in the ummah, the masjids will be full, but not one person, very few will have khushu and khudu, concentration in their salah. So Allah Ta'ala says, قَامَ Abdullah, look how was the Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to stand in front of Allah, but people used to trouble him. You also remain firm and don't associate partners with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In the next surah, Surah Muzammil, Allah Ta'ala beautifully addresses his beloved Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Ayu Al-Muzammil, oh my beloved that is wrapped in your blanket, Kumil Layl Illa Qaleela, get up a little part of the night. In other words, make Tahajjud Namaz and read some Quran, Auzid Ali Wa Rasil Quran Tafila, recite the Quran Kareem, I want to hear you. From this also we learn that recite Quran, but with Tafteel, that is Tajweedul Huruf Wa Ma'ariful Wukub, that know the laws of Tajweed. It stands as we say, I read so many paras in Tahajjud, in Tarawih, but no Tajweed, that is not accepted in the court of Allah. So we shouldn't fool ourselves and just tie ourselves. Allah Ta'ala tells Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Inna laka fin nahari saban tawila, that during the day you have to swim a very long swim that is guiding people. For this you need strength. What is the strength and fuel you'll need to do? Wazkur isma rabbika wa tabattal ilayhi tabtila, make zikr of the name of your Allah, Allah, in which way that you just incline yourself and you devote yourself totally to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala with concentration, with eagerness. And remember, Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. So make the zikr of Ismezad. And the next zikr you should make, La ilaha illahu, Nafi is bad. They take out everything from your heart and put only Allah. Make your wakil, your representative only Allah. And when you do this, people will start commenting, now you became a big Sufi, etc. Wasbir ala ma yaqulun, don't reply to them. Just make sabr. Wajurum hajjan jameela, a very good leaving them. In other words, mentally you stay away from them. La intiqama la wala shikwa, don't take any revenge and don't complain. These people don't know, they never go to Khanka, what they know? No, you in a nice way, you stay away from them. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala further again explains the beautiful tahajjud of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we are also encouraged that tahajjud is dabu salihin, the trait of the pious servant. Man hiyatuna nin ism, it will save you from sins. Maghfiratu li zunubikum, it will forgive all your sins. And kurbatu lakum inda rabbikum, it will take you close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So start with the easy tahajjud after your four farz of Isha, your two sunnahs, the time of tahajjud has started. Make two four rakats with the intention of tahajjud, then you'll get tawfiq to get up middle of the night again. Allah Ta'ala says, recite Quran, and after all this, wastaghfirullah, seek forgiveness from Allah. Allah is most forgiving. In the next surah, Surah Muddathir, again Allah Ta'ala very honorably, in a beautiful pet name, addresses Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, oh that person, oh my beloved, dress in your mantle, kum fanzir, get up now and go to warn the people, وَرَبَّكَ وَكَبِّرْ, and your great Rabb who has created you, make mention the greatness of Allah to the people. And when you do this also, وَسِيَابَكَ, doesn't mean you mustn't be scared of yourself, just be sloppy and go out in such a way that people just like you. No, dress properly also, take care of your purity also. And stay away from sin. وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ, and don't do all this that people favor you and you get abundance of wealth. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ, and in doing the work of Allah, just make patience. Whatever people say, very soon the trumpet will be blown. And then you'll see people who said, your enemies, ذَرْنِي وَمَنْ خَلَقْتُ وَحِيدًا, just leave me alone, let me think of my own matters. That is the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Allah gave them wealth, strength, everything. But Allah Ta'ala says, what a stupid decision they made. إِنَّا فَكَّرَ وَقَدَّرْ, they thought, what is this man saying? But فَكُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرْ, Allah says, destruction, what a stupid decision they came to, that they pulled the face from Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They turn away in pride, and they said, إِنَّا إِلَّا سِحْرُ يُوْسَرْ, he has got an effect of jadu aliyazu billah. Allah Ta'ala says, these people so sleep, sucker, they will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam, their skins will be torn apart there. But who will be saved? Again Allah Ta'ala reminds us, إِلَّا الْمُسَلِّينَ, that those people, إِلَّا أَصْحَابَ الْيَمِينَ, those people who will get the book of deeds in their right hand, they have taken a heed, they took heed, they will be in beautiful gardens of Jannat, and they will be asking the people of Jahannam, their friends, يَتَسَالُونَ عَنِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ, what drove you to the fire of Jahannam, what happened? They said, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ, you all went for salah, we didn't follow you, we didn't make salah, we didn't feed the poor, we were just involved in our arguing and debating all the time. Allah Ta'ala says, until the reality came to them, firm conviction, malakul maut came. Now nobody could intercede on their behalf. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ هَذِي تَذْكِرَ, this is all a reminder for you from Allah Ta'ala. So if you want, فَمَنْ شَاءَ تَخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبَّهُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَبِيلًا, who is there that's going to make his path towards Allah? Only that intelligent person will turn towards Allah. The next surah Allah reminds us, Surah Qiyamah, that day of Qiyamah is definitely going to come. وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ, if you did not take the tazkiyah of your nafs that pulls you towards haram, أَمَّارَ بِسُّو, then you will be in this disgrace. But if you made your tazkiyah, you reach a stage of lawama, that now your nafs will come to under control to a degree that you make sin, you'll taunt yourself, you'll feel hurt, you'll make tawbah. And then Allah Ta'ala in the next para explains where your nafs will reach. Allah Ta'ala says, people think that we can't gather their bodies again. Allahu Akbar. Insan bal yuriru insan yabtu ramama, you say, when Qiyamah is going to come? Let me enjoy myself, let me enjoy my play and fun. Allah Ta'ala says, wa jumi'a al-shams wal qamar, when the sun and moon will clash with one another, then you'll see yawma izi yaqulu al-insan yawma izi ayn al-mafar, now you'll be shocked, it's the day of Qiyamah, is there any way can I run away? Kalla la wazar, no way you can run away, you'll have to stand in front of Allah, and that day whatever you have sent forth, it will be presented to you. Allahu Akbar. Although you made lot of excuses in this world, na karna tahabat bahana hazar, Allah Ta'ala consoles Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, la tuharik bi lisanak, don't worry when Quran is recited to you and revealed, don't be hasty in moving your tongue. Inna alayna jama'u wa Qur'ana, we will put Quran Sharif in your heart, and we will explain you the meaning also. From this we learn, we have to understand Quran from the man of Allah, the ulama'i rabbaniyin, not on the internet etc. We'll get lost. Allah Ta'ala says, that day when reality come out, then you will see wujuhu yawmaydin nazira, those people who learned Quran, recited Quran, made it part of their life, follow the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, their faces will be fresh and blooming, they will be looking at the beautiful countenance of Allah. The others, their faces will be in disgrace. And Allah Ta'ala says, kalla idha balagadit taraqi, if you don't take heed, then when you see your soul, your throat, your root reaches your throat, waqeela min raq, everybody will be running, your family, is there any molisab that can give ta'weez, any doctor that can help him, wazanna nul firaq, they know now it's time for him to leave, wal taffati saq bi saq, they'll be rubbing their heels with one another, but now they have to meet Allah. What wala sadaqa wala salla. They did not accept the truth. They did not make. They did not make salah, etc. Allah Taala says, "Don't think we can't gather you." In the next surah, Surah Dar, Allah Taala reminds us, "Allah Taala insan hinu min ad-dar lam yakun shay'an mazkura." Don't you have time to ponder, to think? Once upon a time, even your forefather Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, mankind was not on the face of the earth, but we created you, your forefather, and we created all of mankind. Inna khalaqna al-insan, we created you from one droplet of sperm, and we gave you this life, naftali, to test you. We gave you the ability to hear, to see, all to gain the path to hidayat. Inna hadayna al-sabira imma shakira wa imma kafura. We gave you the road. Either you make shukr to Allah and become the obedient servant, or either you just obey. If you just obey, inna atadna al-kafina salasila wa aghlala wa sa'ira, that there will be chains and there will be collars of fire around your neck, and the pious servants, inna labrari sabuna min kasin kana mizaju kafura. Allah will give them beautiful drinks, etc. All the enjoyments of Jannah for the pious servants of Allah. They feared that this day is going to come, and they were worried, and they made sabr, and they will be resting on beautiful armchairs, etc. Wasaqahum rabbuhum sharaban tahura. Allah will give them pure, beautiful drink, enjoyable drink to drink. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them beautiful young lads that will serve them. Your wife won't have to come from the kitchen to give you a glass of water, although she is busy. It will be there at your service all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra." This Quran is a reminder for you. We have revealed it. We have protected. See how we put it in the hearts of the Ufas. See how beautifully they recited. So make a little sabr and obey the commands of Allah, and stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sajda morning and evening, because very soon you will have to stand in front of Allah. Inna hadhi tazkira. This is a reminder for you. If you don't take heed, then you will have a terrible punishment. Allah ta'ala in the last surah, Surah Mursalat, Allah ta'ala reminds us that the day of Qiyamah is going to come very soon, and see it's going to happen whether you deny it or not. Don't you see how Allah ta'ala has created you from a droplet of, from dirty, filthy droplet of water? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, don't you see how we spread the earth, etc. for you, and still you don't take heed? Like in Surah Rahman, Allah says, "Subhiyya alai rabbikum adukazibhan." Ya Allah says, "Wairu yawma izin mukazibin." Destruction for those people that falsify the commands of Allah and all the namas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That day there'll be no shade for you whatsoever. You won't have the opportunity to speak and make any excuses. Haza yawmul fasl. That day will be the day of distinction and differentiation. The pious and the evil will be separated from one another. However, those that did good deeds, innal muttaqina fi zilali wa yu'yun. The pious servants will be in beautiful shades and gardens, and they will enjoy beautiful fruit. It will be told to them, kulu washrabu haniyan bima kuntum tamalun. Eat enjoyment what you made the good deeds in this world. This is how we reward the pious servants and the good, the ones who do good. And those that they falsify, it will be told to them, kulu watamattau qalilan innakum mujrimun. Eat a little and enjoy yourself. You all are sinners. In this world you want to enjoy yourself. Your results will be very bad. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ ارْكَعُوا لَا يَرْكَعُونَ. When it was told to them, make sajda, they did not make. وَيْلُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. That what others, commands of Allah you're going to fortify on which day? فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ. If this kalam of Allah is so true and is guiding you, and still all the lectures can't go into your head and into your heart, then when you're going to bring iman? Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس من عبد يقول لا إله إلا الله 100 مرة إلا بعثه الله يوم القيامة ووجهه كالقمر ليلة البدر، ولم يرفع لأحد يومئذ عمل أفضل من عمله إلا من قال مثل قوله أو زاده. رواه الطبراني. حضرت ابو دردہ رضی اللہ عنہ سے مروی ہے کہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ جو شخص 100 مرتبہ لا الہ الا اللہ پڑھا کرے، اللہ تعالی قیامت کے دن اس کو ایسا روشن چہرہ والا اٹھائیں گے کہ جیسے 6ویں رات کا چاند ہوتا ہے، اور اس دن یہ تسبیح پڑھنے والا سے افضل عمل والا وہی شخص ہو سکتا ہے جو اس سے زیادہ پڑھے. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, one who recites La ilaha illallah 100 times daily will be resurrected with his face shining like the full moon. None will be able to surpass him in excellence on that day except the one who would recite this kalima more than him. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. تذكروني أذكركم، أنا جليس من ذكرني، تلمرا جايك ميدانه، توهي توهو اور میرے تن بجائے اب ہوں دند دل ہوں دند دل ہوں دند دل غیر سے بالکل یوں جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر نے کچھ دل جائے محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے، سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے، تو کر دے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو، الہی رہوں ایک خبردار تیرا. لا مشهود إلا الله، لا موجود إلا الله. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلال و تعالى شانو، سچا گیا ذکر میں تاثیر دور جام ہے. اپنے ملنے کا پتہ کوئی شاہ، تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں. اللہ اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في على درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.